SRN News. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Republicans reject Congressman Jim Jordan for House Speaker on the first ballot. Voting was put off until Wednesday.
We're going to keep going. I've had great conversations, great discussions with our colleagues. And frankly, no one in our conference wants to see any type of coalition government with Democrats. So we're going to keep working and we're going to get to the vote.
Jordan, a congressman from Ohio, secured 200 of the necessary 217, while Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries got the full backing of Democratic members with 212. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden has left the White House to make a wartime visit to Israel, this after a deadly blast at a Gaza hospital. Video shows the bombing was carried out by Islamic Jihad Palestinian terrorist. Jordan was to host a summit between Biden and Egyptian Palestinian leaders, but canceled it after the bombing. Police in Belgium have shot dead a suspected Muslim extremist accused of killing two Swedish soccer fans on a Brussels street. Amateur video showed a man pull up on a scooter and open fire on passerby before chasing them into a building. The Belgian prime minister offered his condolences.
Three people left for what was supposed to be a wonderful soccer party. Two of them lost their lives in a brutal terrorist attack. Their lives were cut short in full flight, cut down by extreme brutality. Our thoughts go first and foremost to the families and to the friends of the victims.
The three surviving schools in Lahaina will reopen this week. It will be the first time students return to their classrooms since the deadly August 8th wildfire. The reopening follows weeks of comprehensive air, water, and soil testing at the campuses. This is SRN News. The creator of a huge monument being built outside Birmingham, England, hopes it will ignite worldwide conversations about prayer and how it impacts everyone's lives. It's called the Eternal Wall of Answered Prayer, and when it's finished in 2026, it will be visible from up to 6 miles away. The project's CEO, Richard Gamble, tells SRN News that his original vision has taken years to become a reality.
For me, it was a bit of an Abraham moment where the goat was coming up the other side of the mountain, but I couldn't see it until I got to the top. And it's amazing the way that God has provided for us, not only the land, but different people with different skills. And it's a faith journey. It's tough. But we're going to make history. We are going to build in the UK what we believe will be a globally iconic landmark that is about Jesus.
More information can be found at eternalwall.us. This is SRN News. Some of the most used platforms for travel and online shopping say they're going to team up to battle fake reviews.
Amazon reviews sites Glassdoor and Trustpilot, as well as travel companies Expedia Group, Booking.com, and TripAdvisor, announced they're launching a group called the Coalition for Trusted Reviews. The company said the coalition will look for best practices for hosting online reviews and share methods how to detect fake ones. Phony reviews have long plagued online marketplaces despite their efforts to eradicate it. Keith Peters reporting.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams is warning it's only a matter of time before illegal immigrants will be sleeping on the streets of his city. He says the city is averaging 4,000 new illegals a week, and he says it's a constant battle to find new shelter space for them. He just added a new policy that limits the time illegals can spend in shelters to 60 days. More details at SRNNews.com.